A rights group says ongoing testimony in Chad confirms that torture was widely used during the rule of Hissène Habré from 1982 to 1990. 21 former security agents are on trial. So far, about 50 people have testified against them. The former security agents are charged with murder, torture, kidnapping, arbitrary detention, and assault and battery. Their trial began November 14th, but was suspended a week later due to a lawyer strike. It resumed on December 23rd and is expected to end later this month. Human Rights Watch counsel Reed Brody is in the capital N'Djamena and has attended many of the court sessions. He describes the trial as Chad's rendezvous with history.
For the first time after 24 years, the abuses of the Hissène Habré government are being presented in court for all to hear, for Chadian people to watch, for the victims finally to get their day in court and talk about the abuses that happened so long ago.
Brody says victims or their families have been trying for over 20 years to get justice. The Chadian government took action only after Habré, who had fled to Senegal, was arrested there and indicted in 2013. His trial could begin in May. Brody says the 21 defendants, including those who were in charge, are just a few of those allegedly involved.
Of course, there are many people who are involved in Habré's political police, but the people who are on trial here are considered to be 21 of the most important agents among those who are still alive. Just 2 years ago, many of these people were still government officials and security officials in the new government that replaced Habré.
The courtroom is filled every day with spectators who want to hear the testimony. Brody says there was a dramatic moment Wednesday when a video was played.
The court showed a video of mass graves in the inside of Habré's prison, emaciated prisoners being released after Habré's fall, and people were crying. It was quite amazing to see this. You had the accused who were forced to sit there and watch it, and you had the public, and you had many widows crying. And some of this then was played on national television as well.
While Habré has been accused of targeting certain ethnic groups, Brody says it goes well beyond that.
People here say that there's not a family that wasn't touched by the abuses of the Habré government. And so you see Christians and Muslims, you see people from the north and from the south, you see people from really all different ethnic groups who are presenting themselves to the court as victims.
Prior to the trial of the former security agents, Human Rights Watch had called the investigation hasty and lacking a solid record on each defendant. The trial is being conducted under French rules and is presided over by 3 professional judges and 2 lay jurors. All the accused have testified, but the trial is now in what's called the confrontation stage. That's when defendants face each other after giving contradictory testimony. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.